Thousands of medical marijuana patients in Washington state use pot to treat a wide variety of symptoms. The passage of I-502 is set to expand that market to recreational users. Much of the marketing aimed at cannabis consumers is a variation on the stereotypical stoner image. But that image is tied to America's past and doesn't fit everyone who smokes pot. A local man hopes to profit from that. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Brendan Kennedy has an MBA from Yale. He's also a six-time Ironman triathlete. Kennedy has an opinion about marijuana marketing.
A lot of the people that work in this industry are their own worst enemy. And they're not elevating the conversation. They're perpetuating the negative stereotype.
He isn't just talking smack. Just over a year ago, Kennedy left a successful job in the banking industry to start Leafly.com. The site is a combination search tool and ratings forum for users of medical marijuana dispensaries. He says marijuana's stoner image does a disservice to patients.
We're tired of it. We're tired of the ubiquitous cliches.
Marijuana's counterculture image grew out of prohibition. The drug was regulated as early as 1860. By the mid-1930s, marijuana was criminalized in every state. Films like Reefer Madness, which was originally titled Tell Your Children, were used as propaganda, comparing marijuana to drugs like cocaine and heroin.
And more vicious, more deadly, even than these soul-destroying drugs, is the menace of marijuana. The dried leaves and berries are ground up and made into cigarettes by a simple hand machine. The deadly narcotic is thus quickly and easily prepared for its market.
It's not that unlike the disinformation campaigns that surfaced prior to alcohol prohibition. Daniel Okrent is the author of Last Call, The Rise and Fall of Prohibition. He says one of the most powerful campaigns against alcohol was waged by a group of women concerned about its impact on families.
The Women's Christian Temperance Union lobbied to have what was known as scientific temperance instruction. It was not scientific and it wasn't instruction. It was mythology and it was intimidation and propaganda.
By the time alcohol prohibition was repealed, Macy's had opened a liquor department. Booze had gone legit. The store was mobbed. Marijuana, however, was still illegal, as it is today. Its counterculture image has become part of its branding. After December 6th, under Washington law, marijuana will be legal for recreational use. Kennedy sees that as an opportunity to distinguish himself from his competitors and market to people who don't see themselves as stoners.
Cannabis is, it's mainstream, it's gone mainstream, it's been mainstream, and we're just creating mainstream brands for the mainstream people that are already using this product.
While other websites use images of cartoon pot leaves and invite users to find their bud, Leafly's logo design features three colored blocks. Tucked down in the low right-hand corner are three small-leaved sprouts. These are probably pot plants, but they're not recognizable. Chris is a longtime recreational pot smoker from South Seattle. Because marijuana is still illegal under federal law, he preferred we only use his first name. Chris works in technology sales. He appreciates the design and content that Kennedy created.
It's clean, it's professional, it's very, relevant at the moment. I do like their Strain Explorer feature, where you kind of get past some of the naming conventions and into the actual, physical properties of the herb, into the chemistry of it.
By naming conventions, he means the branding names of marijuana strains, like Asian Fantasy, Jack the Ripper, and Big Wreck. Those names are part of the stoner image Kennedy wants to change. But he can't. So on his website, he prints the names in tiny letters and on clever panels that look like a periodic table of elements. The history of alcohol prohibition could be an indicator of the marijuana legalization movement's future. Alcohol has been legal for almost 80 years, but advertisers still rely on outlaw imagery to sell booze. It may be that Kennedy's struggle will be closer to an Ironman than a sprint. I'm Patricia Murphy. KUOW News.